This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the program. I'm glad you're still here if you've been with us the whole time. If you're not, go to goodlifeguy.com. You can download a podcast or just listen live right off KNS Radio, the knsradio.com. I love that sound. You know what it was. It's a cork giving it up, coming out of the bottle. I opened the 2014 Benziger Chardonnay in honor of my good friend Chris Benziger, who lost his home in the Sonoma County fires. And I just pulled the cork out of the 2014 Cabernet. Good Life Guy is not a big fan of old Chardonnay, okay? That you can drink them 5, 6, 8, 10 years old if they were really well made and properly stored. But once we get past four years or so, they start to change into something that is not my favorite, and it's not what the winemaker put in the bottle for you to enjoy. And then last week, if you remember, I did a Chardonnay that I was a little worried about doing. It was an older a Bonovia Chardonnay. It also was a 2014, and it was crisp and fresh and magnificent, and I'll be go to heck. The 2014 Benziger Sonoma County Chardonnay, right there the same way. Just beautiful fruit, still the light, deft touch of oak. This fruit was whole cluster pressed, and instead of going through a crusher destemmer, whole clusters are thrown into the stainless steel tank and started cold fermentation, and then transferred to barrel to finish it up. It was aged in Hungarian oak barrels for 9 months. Traditional batonnage, that's where they put this stainless steel rod with a sickle-like thing in it that fits inside a barrel. They stir up the lees, and it adds more complexity and aroma and flavor. And then, man, put in the bottle, and it's just got big fruit, great acidity. Apples, pears, light citrus, creaminess, pie crust, baked pear, pear sautéed, thin slices of pear sautéed in butter jumps to my brain. Really good stuff. Retails for around $16. You can get a little bit less at Jacob Liquor Exchange today. And then, coincidentally, the same vintage year, 2014, Benziger Sonoma County Cabernet. Beautiful color. This has always been one of my favorites. This one is my good friend Wilford Wong, who used to be at BevMo and now is the wine buyer, wine director for wine.com. He harped on the fact that this is a great deal because to get a high-quality cab from Sonoma, usually costs you somewhere outside of north of $20. You can get this one for, again, around $16. Oh, God, it smells so good. And I just pulled the cork out. This would benefit from being open for a little while. But the winemaking part of this, the beauty of this is Benziger Family Winery on Sonoma Mountain has access to a bunch of different lots, okay, in Sonoma. And they winemakers get together, the family gets together, and they taste, and they manipulate, and they decide what the blend's going to be. Oh, I haven't even tasted it yet. It's just really cool. This wine is very dark, so you can count on the fact that it was cold-soaked and allowed to sit on the skins, the must, for a good bit of time. It was aged 16 months in oak, French and American. Oh, my goodness. Well, all right, I got to take a sip because it wouldn't be right just to sit here and smell it. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's not dead air. That's what you should do every time you put wine in your mouth. You should hold it there for a little while. It was about 3-4 seconds. And what you get is everything that the winemaker intended for you to get. You'll feel the warmth of the alcohol, and you'll feel the temperature of the wine, those trigeminal sensations. And then you start feeling the tannin and the acidity and the fruitiness and the ripe richness. And then you swallow a little bit, and you put your nose back in the glass. And, oh, my goodness. You know what this needs? I just rubbed some baby back ribs that I'm going to fix tonight. And then we're also fixing a little flank steak. It's going to be kind of a mixed grill. And, oh, this one's going to be so good with that. 2014 Benziger Family Winery. Chardonnay from Sonoma County and Cabernet from Sonoma County. Hey, two sips of wine and I can't even talk. Nah, I can. Sonoma County, beautiful products from a great family winery. Go to goodlifeguy.com. Check out the places where you might want to donate. And if you don't feel like sending money out to any of these locations to help these people that lost everything, buy wine and plan a trip. Yeah, things are a little bit hectic right now, but it's getting back to normal really fast. Get out there, support California wine country, and in particular, Sonoma, Napa, Mendocino. I'm Guy Bauer. It's a Good Life. We'll be back here next Saturday, noon to 1. It's the lunch hour with Good Life Guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.